Listen to the radio, WGXC.
Yo, this is the Fat King Madzal saying, you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Ha!
I'm Tom Rowe at WGXC and reminding you that our WGXC 10-year anniversary pledge drive is from October 17th to October 31st this year. And we could sure use your help at wgxc.org/donate to make a difference in your community. We're looking for about 50 more new sustaining supporters to make sure community radio can come your way every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 90.7 FM is filled with the voices of your friends and neighbors talking about and having community conversations about local issues and providing all sorts of entertainment, music, and more. If that's something you support, consider a donation today at wgxc.org/donate. Or make a donation during the WGXC 10-year pledge drive from October 17th through 31st for the radio 90.7 FM WGXC, your community radio station.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Powell Leather Items of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill! You need to cool that out! And that's the double truth, Ruth!
I'm Tom Rowe at WGXC and reminding you that our WGXC 10-year anniversary pledge drive is from October 17th to October 31st this year. And we could sure use your help at wgxc.org/donate to make a difference in your community. We're looking for about 50 more new sustaining supporters to make sure community radio can come your way every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 90.7 FM is filled with the voices of your friends and neighbors talking about and having community conversations about local issues and providing all sorts of entertainment, music, and more. If that's something you support, consider a donation today at wgxc.org/donate or make a donation during the WGXC 10-year pledge drive from October 17th through 31st for the radio 90.7 FM WGXC, your community radio station.
Thank you. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 AM, Anchor, Casco, and Hudson. I'm Jada with Emily, the director of the library in Hudson, which is awesome, by the way. You should definitely go there someday. Like, it's amazing. And we're talking about books, which is one of my favorite things in the world.
Books we love, books we hate,
bookish things.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
I'm Georgia. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, the real director. And I am from near Hudson.
I'm Amelia, and I'm back.
Yay, welcome back. Yeah, we haven't seen Amelia and Jada in a while, so it's really nice to have them back on the show.
I showed up every week, aren't I perfect? Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Gold star for Georgia. Yay. Yeah, so we're going to talk about some books today, and I look forward to hearing from everyone. But before we dive into that, we want to talk about the wonder that is WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. We love WGXC so much. It is just a wonderful radio station in general. I love listening to it and listening to all the diverse programming and hearing from different community members and hearing eclectic musical selections across the hours and days. And I really appreciate that WGXC has always had space on the airwaves for young adults, such as my co-hosts. Bound by Books has been on the radio for over 10 years, and there have been a number of other youth radio shows, and there's some other ones still on the air as well. Our Buds Clubhouse Radio, they're on the same days as us.
But this one's the best.
Well, it depends on who's listening. So, yeah, our goal this month is to help WGXC stay on the air. It's not free to run a radio station, and because WGXC is commercial free, we need to help raise funds to keep the radio station going and keep great shows like Bound by Books on the airwaves. And so our goal this month is to try to sign up 2 new monthly donors.
Because you know that us kids might lose our important jobs.
Say it a little louder so the listeners can hear you whisper.
You know that us kids will lose our important jobs.
Your unpaid important jobs as radio producers. Yes, we want to keep Bound by Books on the air, as well as all of our other fellow shows. And you can sign up to be a monthly donor. It's a very nice way to give, both in my opinion as a donor. It's nice to be able to just have it handled, where it's like every month a little amount is taken out of my bank account and it goes towards a good cause. I don't have to think about it at all. I can just think about my love for the radio. I don't have to think about the money part every month. And then from WGXC's perspective, they have this reliable source of income every month. So that is very useful. So if you would like to join me in becoming a monthly donor for WGXC, you can call in at 518-697-7400 or go to wgxc.org/donate and set it up online. You can also just make a donation if you don't want to be a monthly donor, if you prefer to do one lump sum. Appreciate all donations. But I encourage people to try out being a sustaining monthly donor. And if you're already a monthly donor, maybe you want to think about whether or not you could contribute a little more each month. You can go, you know, $5 a month, $10 a month, $15,
$20, $100, $1,000. A million.
Yeah, donate $1 million a month, and then WGXC will be good.
Infinity.
If you donate $1 million a month, we might be able to buy more books for the library so you guys can enjoy stuff. And also, just because giving money makes you feel good, and the more money, the better.
Yeah. Donate. Just for the record, Googleplex to month. WGXC, it does not give books to the library. But it makes the library director very happy, because then she can talk about books with her young friends.
But anyway, so,
before we dive into books, I want to ask each of you if you have any memories of your earliest shows on the radio, or any fond memories of Bound by Book? Go ahead, Georgia.
My first memory was, so I overprepared a bit. Okay, I should say more than a bit. I had everything I was going to say written out on a paper, and I learned from that experience that I do not do well when I have everything prepared or even notes. I just need to wing it. I cannot do anything that's pre-prepared. I was pausing, and I was like, it just didn't feel right what I wrote the night before, because I think the night before I was a little tired because I stayed up preparing. So I was a little tired the night before. And so because I was tired the night before, I didn't write the best thing to say. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't what I was in the mood for at the time. So I was really just struggling. And on the outside, I might have kept it cool, but on the inside, it's like... And that's
sounds
why
like a cat in pain.
Yeah. So that's why I learned. And yeah, that was my first radio show.
Yeah, we're a wing it kind of show for the most part. I've been on radio shows before where it was more scripted, where you would still wing it at times or have conversations, but there was a lot that was scripted. But I like to wing it.
Wing it!
How about you, Jada?
I just like getting together and talking about books, because books, you can't go wrong.
True.
True.
How about you, Amelia?
I remember, and this was a long time ago, back at the old radio station where we used to record, I remember having to do a show on my own one time, and, like, thoroughly panicking my way through all of it, but I did it. And it was actually pretty fun.
Those are always fun for me to listen to. Unless it's one that I've done, then I don't listen to them. But
yeah, I never listened to the one I did on my own, mostly because scared it would be very, very sound very, very bad if I listened to it nowadays. But
nah, I'm always impressed by my co-hosts when they have to do a show solo and they go for it. Always pretty good. But yeah, it's funny not having anyone to like bounce off of.
Yeah, I would say things and then I'd pause because that would be a situation where maybe you would answer me or Ingrid would answer me, and then no one would answer me, and then I just had to be like, okay, next subject. It was difficult, but it was pretty fun too.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun memories because I've been doing the show for 10 years, and so I've worked with a lot of young people, and but one memory that I just came to mind has nothing to do with books, but Quinn Gunter, who was my original co-host, and I went to, I think it was a Greene County Youth Fair, and we wandered around finding people to interview, like young people to interview at the fair, and we found a young woman that was taking care of chickens. She was in like a 4-H tent, and she gave us like a tour of the tent, and she like clearly knew like everybody in that tent. And that there was lots of cool chicken noises in the audio. So it was like a very funny interview and very different than what I usually do on the radio. But fun. And fun to get out to a community event. Maybe someday we'll do a community event. We can interview people about books. That'd be fun. But yeah, very grateful to WGXC for creating this great opportunity and space for us to chat about books and share our love of books with all the listeners. And yeah, if you appreciate WGXC like we do, we hope you'll become a monthly donor. And how can they do that?
You can become a monthly donor by going to the website at wgxc.org/donate, or you can call in at 518-697-7400 and tell us how much you want to donate.
Yay. And maybe you'll get to talk with our friend Lynn, who we don't get to see very often because we don't record in the studio anymore because of COVID. Our friend Lynn, who Georgia hasn't even gotten to meet yet. She's the station manager, and she'll be there ready to answer your call and help you become a sustaining donor, monthly donor. So while everyone out there is calling in to make your donation, or going to the website to make your donation, or thinking about how you maybe want to make your donation after the show, we'll talk about some books for a little bit. That's what we do.
Go ahead, Georgia. By the way, children my age, I don't think this will hold attention span. I am interested in stuff that a lot of kids my age are not. Well, some stuff, not a lot of stuff. This is the one that if adults hear, they're like, what the what? You read him? So yeah, I'm gonna try to select like a page that's not too grown up and just captures his beautiful writing. A writer that I really like is, okay, now hold your hats because this is gonna blow them off. Lord Dunsany.
Who?
Lord Dunsany. Most kids my age probably do not know who he is. He is a...
I think I've heard of him.
He's a writer from the 19th century, and his writing is very beautiful. A lot of it's very, I'll just use this term that I like to use, outdated. Some of his writing is offensive, but I just avoid that stuff. So let's see if I can find a good page. I'll read a little bit. So this is the beginning of a short story by him, Isle Days on the Yon. So I came down through the wood to the bank of Yon and found, as had been proviced, the ship bird of the river about to lose her cable. The captain sate cross-legged upon the white deck with his skimmer lying beside him in its jeweled scabbard, and the sailors toiled to spread the nimble sails to bring the ship into the central stream of Yon, and all the while sang ancient soothing songs. And the wind of the evening descending cool from the snowfields of some mountainous abode of distant gods came silently like glad tidings to an ancient city into the wing-like sails. I'm going to stop there. I read you a little paragraph because I think that a lot of people, not a lot of kids read Lord Dunsany because, well, one, it's super outdated, and two, I think that's a full story is very hard to take in because it's so descriptive. So I just thought I'd keep it short with the paragraph because I know that might be hard for some people. But that is the first part of Isle Days on the Yon. And I have a collection of stories by him. The collection is The Hashish Man and Other Stories by Lord Dunsany. And it's a collection of 25 short stories. I would probably give it a 80 out of 100. The 20 is because it's a little hard to take and it's very outdated, though, like, it's not really, I mean, it's outdated, and it could have been less outdated, though is kind of a lot of what they're doing at the time, but it's good. I'd probably recommend it for ages middle school, high school, college, probably, like, somewhere, like, 7th grade to adults. I don't think that a lot of people in the 21st century like it too much.
I'd never heard of him before.
Really?
Yeah.
His writing is very beautiful. Like I said, though, it's very outdated.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. It was interesting because I know you've mentioned him before to me, and I had never heard what it sounds like, so it was fun to hear.
Very. Do you see why I don't recommend it to kids my age? Because, like, it's a little too much for a lot of kids.
But not you. Who wants to go next? How about Jada? Would you like to go?
So, I've been reading the Ever After series. I forgot the author name, but I just recently finished the last of the three series, and I've read a lot of her other books that are kind of like the series, but they're kind of like fan fiction, except it's written by the actual author about the rest of the characters in the books. So I read the three in the series, and then I read a bunch of the other ones.
Well, that's fun. You can, like, learn a little bit more about... Mm-hmm. Are they similar? Is it, like, more info about certain characters? Or different
places? There's more... Yeah, it's more info about certain characters. And then there are other books where you get to change the writing in certain parts of the books.
Hmm. That's pretty neat. Do you have more of them to read, or have you... You've gone through all of
them? There are a lot more to read.
Oh, well, that's good. What age group are those for?
I think they're about, like, 10, 11, 12. I'm not so sure. I don't think that the author actually ever said, but that's what I'm guessing. Maybe a little older.
Somewhere in there. Tween or young tween? Or young teen, sorry.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for sharing. How about you, Amelia? What have you been reading lately?
Just yesterday, I think. Maybe. The days have kind of been blending together. But just yesterday, I went to a game shop and I picked up some new comics. And I came across this one comic on a display. I think it was the last copy there. So I considered myself lucky to grab it. It's called Ha Ha Sad Clown Stories by W. Maxwell Prince. And it is a collection of a bunch of short little... It's basically a little comic anthology. That has art from several different artists, all listed on the front. Vanessa Del Rey, Patrick Horvath, and like Roger Langridge, and several other artists who all basically joined together to make a bunch of very short, very unique stories all around the theme of clowns. And I've read the first three, and it is certainly very, very depressing, but the art is gorgeous, and it's so cool to see everyone's different styles in one book. Some are more realistic, some are extremely cartoony and look like something you might see in a Batman comic. Others look more adult, like something you would see in maybe a comic aimed at more mature audiences, and this is definitely a comic aimed at more mature audiences. But you get to see everyone's like individual styles. And my favorite bit is the fact that in the back there is a little section of a variant cover gallery, which is basically where they put all the covers that they didn't end up using in the final print, but you still get to see them. Like, it's very, very cool. And it's very pretty. I just love everyone's different art.
Were there any artists that you hadn't read before that you're thinking of checking out more stuff by them after reading this?
When I noticed, I got to, the last story I read was the one illustrated by, I believe, Roger Langridge, and his comic, and his style looked really, really familiar to me. And I tried to look at some, what other stuff he's done, and he's done a few Marvel comics, but I actually do not recognize any of his other work, so I'm not sure why his style looks so familiar to me. But I do definitely want to try it, check out some of these other artists' works. My favorite art so far has been the art by Zoe Thurgood in the second story, and the first story also has like a lot of like interesting stuff going on with it. It's all very pretty. I could read, like, it only takes a few minutes to read the dialogue in a comic, but I could spend, like, hours just looking at all the, drawings. They're really gorgeous.
Too bad the stories are so depressing, the poor clowns.
I like darker stories as well, but I think the art is gorgeous, and I think the stories are very well written, and... They're very good. They're very good for the short amount of time and the few pages they're given to tell their narrative.
I love comic collections like that where you get little shorts from different artists. I find that it's a fun way to get introduced to new people or even just to have like a change of pace as you're reading through.
But, yeah.
Like I really liked the Explorer comics that Kazu Kibuishi put together with various other artists. They have the mystery boxes, mystery islands, and mystery doors, maybe? I think that might be the third one. So each short story has, like the mystery boxes, there's a mystery box involved in each story, but they're all very different stories. So those were fun. That's and then cool. There's also a collection of nursery rhyme comics and fairy tale comics that were pretty cute, because they're all in the middle grade section.
That sounds so really good. Interesting. I do like anthology comics, but the only ones I've had previously are ones all made by the same artist. I've talked about Junji Ito before on this radio show. And his art is very pretty, but it takes a while to get through everything. And I will admit that sometimes if you like look at his stuff enough, it becomes monotonous almost, which is why I prefer when there are a bunch of different artists invited to make an anthology.
Yeah. So what was that anthology called again?
It's called Ha Ha Sad Clown Stories, like H-A-H-A Sad Clown Stories, by W. Maxwell Prince.
They should have one called Boo Hoo Happy Clown Stories. You know, for a little uplift.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, before we wrap it up for the day, I just want to remind our listeners that we are celebrating 10 years of WGXC, and we are, and Bound by Books as well, 10 years of Bound by Books, and want to encourage everyone to donate to help keep WGXC on the air another 10 years and more, so that we can keep talking about books forever and ever and ever, and that you can listen to us talk about books forever and ever and ever.
Plus maybe all the other good shows. The show ends, maybe people will be robots by the time. It'll be a projection that comes out people's wrists, and the radio show will end when the world blows up because of climate change.
Maybe.
Well, if we don't do something about climate change, our world is gonna blow up in the next 100 years. I'm not joking.
You're not joking,
people.
Well, let's hope that it's after we actually die so we don't have to witness that and get killed.
Well, there's a short story by Ray Bradbury in the Martian Chronicles that takes place after some cataclysmic event where basically humanity has been seemingly wiped out, but all of the machines in the house are still doing their thing. So my hope is that Bound by Books will last so long that when the humanity is wiped off the face of the earth, the machines will still be playing us on the radio.
Oh,
the archives, you know. You can go to WGXC.org to listen to the archives.
So we'll actually, be on forever.
Forever. But to do that, we need people to donate to WGXC. And our goal is to encourage our listeners out there, call in or go online and become monthly donors, giving whatever amount you want per month to WGXC to help keep us whenever on the airwaves. So you can do that by calling 518-697-7400 or going online to wgxc.org/donate, and you'll make us really happy if you do.
Yeah.
Don't make it emotional, Emily. Now you're making me sad.
Yeah, we don't want to be sad like those clowns in Amelia's book, because it sounds kind of creepy and depressing. We want to be happy clowns talking about books on the radio. So donate.
I don't want to be a clown.
Well, okay. So we want to be just happy us's.
I find clowns depressing sometimes.
That's probably why this book happened. I know some very happy, lovely clowns.
I mean, I like clowns, and then I don't like them at the same time. And then at the same time, during all that, they kind of just depress me.
I don't like those clowns that have all the face makeup. They just creep me out. But I like the clown that I become, the silly clown that when I was performing... Remember this, Georgia, when I was performing on a Zoom meeting for school, I actually tripped on my roller skate shoelaces and fell on the floor. Everyone thought it was an accident.
Oh, right.
I mean, on purpose, but I did it on accident, and I fell over on my back.
Before we have any accidents on our show, we're going to sign off for the day, but please call in, make a donation, go online, make a donation, sign up to be a monthly donor. 518-697-7400 to talk with our buddy Lynn, and she'll help you get set up, or go to wgxc.org/donate, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, we hope everyone has a lovely week filled with quality reading time
and happy reading.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.